are a lot of fishermen that, you know, be small and shore fishermen that, you know, would be their own business, it's their livelihood, but they wouldn't have the business support, would say, that that other businesses would have. It would be felt that, you know, that they don't need the support, when in actual fact they absolutely do. They need support as much as any other business does, or anyone does. And it's not just fuel support or, you know, share fishermen or self-employed fishermen. You know, these people have a business. They, and as was said at the meeting, for one fisherman that goes to sea to catch fish, it creates seven jobs. They sure deserve to have their business looked at as a business, because it's usually their wives or their partners that are sitting at home doing the books, that are paying the bills, that are trying to make sure that the nets are paid for, that the equipment is paid for. And that is a business, and that is hard to keep up.
It was raised in this morning's meeting that some members believe the flag's too focused on the tourism sector and that fishermen are being overlooked.
Yes, absolutely. That has come up time and time again with flag, where it's obviously appreciated in a lot of coastal communities and for diversification. However, it has missed the boat, pardon the pun, when it comes to the fact that it's the fishermen, the people who are out there catching the fish, that are not getting any funding for from this flag funding. And it's them that perhaps it should be looked upon at first and see what helps that they can be given to sustain their fishing and their livelihoods in the coastal communities.